Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
We came across a New York Times article talking about translating what your dog or your cat is saying using AI. Is this possible? Is this necessary? And why? And have we solved every other world problem that this is the one that we are now working on? Dr. Wei Tse Lung, she's a lecturer for the Academy of Computer Science and Software Engineering at the University of Johannesburg. Good morning. Thanks for joining us. How are you?
Good morning, Howard, and to your listeners. Cold, but hopefully you're well.
Yes, because it's the last day of winter from tomorrow, of spring. From tomorrow, it's going to be beautiful and warm and things are looking up. Right, let's just talk about, what's so interesting to me is artificial intelligence, machine learning is developing fast and it's running in so many different directions that it's almost impossible, I feel sometimes, to get a sense of where to focus.
Yes, it is true that, researchers have now jumped on the bandwagon and said, well, machine learning has progressed, relatively far enough for people to try and apply it in all types of problem domains. And as you pointed out, including trying to translate, cat meows and dog woofs into what humans think are the messages.
Right. So it's actually interesting because can this be effective? I mean, can this actually reflect something accurate?
Well, it actually depends because what machine learning is good at is being given a set of data and saying, listen, go and analyze this, try and pick up patterns in the data we give you. So in this case, cat meows, they will pick up, oh, the meow here and the meow here were similar. So it's good at matching that. But it's really ultimately up to the human to tell the machine, well, what does that meow mean? So that the next time the machine goes, I recognize that same meow now. What did you say it was? And then go, okay, because you said this meow said I'm hungry, if I see it pick up again, then I am going to translate that this meow that you've recorded, and I'm matching it to this one as the same, and you said that is I'm hungry, it's going to tell you that I am hungry. So that means that it's really up to the human being to have labeled it correctly. So if the human hadn't labeled it incorrectly in the first place, then this machine is going to be very good at mislabeling that same meow throughout. And it's also making the assumption that when cats and dogs bark or meow a certain way, it is consistent and it means the same message.
It's so interesting because really all this is doing is it's almost like assigning a word, and that's what we've done in English or in most languages, that a tree is a tree. Your subject and your object only connect because we've determined that it is so. So we say the word tree and we assign that thing that grows from the ground with a bit of bark, talking about AI and pets. We assign that to the word and then that's what it is. So that's all we are actually doing here. Am I right?
Yes.
We're just assigning a meaning to it that might or might not mean that.
Yes. Well, in this case, yes. So, similarly, people have been using AI with machine learning to try and diagnose or analyze, for example, x-rays or the various types of medical reports, so that you can have an initial view of the report. For example, you say, I want to go and get my lungs scan. I'm a bit worried about the state of my health. You might not get to an expert immediately, so you get an AI scan the report, and you know that AI is only as good as the data has been given and how well those signs to look out for have been labeled. So it will be pretty good at picking up those patterns and say, here are the patterns that I picked up, but what do they mean? So if experts have said, oh, no, these things are okay, then that AI is just going to say, no issue.
Right. So in other words, we just, it really is interesting. And I wonder ultimately where it goes from there, because the basics are the basics. If the dog has a certain cry or the cat has a certain, whatever it is that cats do, then you know that they want to go out or they want food or they want something. Thank goodness, as one of our listeners mentioned, that my late dog Fred, who hated me, thank goodness it wasn't around then, because I actually don't want to know what Fred had to say about me. He didn't like me very much, But the reality is we never. Is that? Oh, hold on a minute.
No, sorry, I didn't get that.
No, and we're listening to your dog, and I'm just trying to understand using AI what your dog is saying. We can hear yours.
Oh yes, well,
we can hear yours in the background.
No.
So that's. I thought we were testing it live.
I think. Oh no, that is my neighbor's dog. My dog is actually still eating his breakfast.
All right, so the question is, what do you think your neighbor's dog was saying at that point? Probably something like, you know what, we bark, you know, we don't want to be understood all the time. Like, just leave us alone. We were quite happy without you trying to understand us. But it really is fascinating. Yeah. Do you think that this is an area of AI that is going to be developed a lot further?
I think that there's a lot of human beings on this planet that are very interested and very invested in believing what their animals are saying to them. And so this development of AI does cater and accommodate the wishes of a large population of our planet. So I like the idea, because AI is meant to help us, and It's definitely far better than having AI do something that is irrelevant just because you are applying AI why it's cool. I think there it can lead to some irresponsible inventions. And you know, you've got some people who are a bit worried and they go, but what happens is this, you know, the first stage of Skynet and then Terminator the next day.
Right, absolutely. Dr. Wade Selong, thank you for a fascinating conversation. Lecturer of Academy of Computer Sciences, Software Engineering at the University of Johannesburg. And please tell your dog, your neighbor's dog rather, I didn't mean what I was saying. Michiel says, the dog clearly read your column about Megan and he's very upset. Janine says, I think that the neighbor's dog was channeling Fred.